This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Question and answer of the week.
From the BBC.
Hello, this is Question and Answer of the Week. I'm Jiaying.
And I'm Sam. Welcome.
本期节目的问题来自 Riley. 问题是这样的。你好，想知道关于 affluent, rich 和 wealthy 的差别。它们都有富有的意思，但具体差在哪儿？
Thank you for your very interesting question, Riley. When they are adjectives, they all simply mean having a lot of money or things. But there is a slight difference between how we use them.
是的，先来看三个词的正式程度。一般来说 ,affluent 在三个词中算是较为正式的，所以在日常交流中并不常用。形容词 wealthy 的正式程度居中，而形容词 rich 是最通俗的，也是最常用的一个。
But Riley asked for a detailed answer, so let's look at each word more closely now, starting with affluent.
Affluent 的意思是富有的，它可以用来谈论单个的人，但它特别用来指一组人，如一个国家、一个地区、一个社区的居民是富有的，比如An affluent neighborhood, 一个富裕的社区。
Let's hear some examples now, and notice the nouns that affluent is describing in each sentence.
请听三个例句，注意听例句中 affluent, 修饰的名词。
My aunt and uncle just moved to a very affluent neighborhood. There are lots of big houses with fountains. Education levels tend to be higher.In more affluent countries. This used to be a very affluent area, but it's changed in the past few years.
So, you will often hear affluent used with nouns like nation, country, society, area, or neighborhood. And because it's a little more formal, we tend to see this word more in newspapers or academic writing.
没错，由于形容词 affluent 和其他两个词相比更正式，所以更常出现在报刊文章或学术写作中。
You're listening
to BBC Learning English.
接着来看形容词 wealthy。Wealthy 同样有富有的意思，但它强调拥有大量的财产或贵重物品。
Exactly. If you're wealthy...You don't just have a lot of money, you also have a lot of valuable things like property, jewelry, cars, art, etc.
形容词 wealthy 所指的富有的不仅是有钱的，还是拥有大量贵重物品的，如房产、珠宝、汽车、艺术品等。 Sam, 我们是只能用 wealthy 来形容人是富有的吗？
Ah, good question, Jiaying. No, we can use wealthy for individuals, but also for groups of people, organizations, countries. Let's listen to some examples now.
Mina is a very wealthy entrepreneur. She runs two successful businesses.
The country has become wealthy thanks to its growing economy.
I didn't realize how wealthy Rupert was until he invited me to his family home.
所以形容词 wealthy 不仅可以用来形容人是富有的，还可以用来形容一组人、机构或国家是富有的。下面我们来看 rich， 它的基本含义是有钱的，指人有充裕的钱来满足自己的需求或欲望。形容词 rich 可以形容个人、群体、组织、企业，甚至国家是有钱的、富裕的。
Yes, basically you can use it with anything. But if you're talking about someone becoming rich, you can also say get rich.
包含形容词 rich 的常用搭配是 become rich 和 get rich， 变得有钱、致富。听两个例句。
Do you know how Miles made his money?He got rich through clever investing. Switzerland is one of the richest countries in the world.
在上面的两个例句中，形容词 rich 的意思都是有钱的。但在形容某物时 ，rich 的意思是富含什么什么的。
Yes, such as coal, oil, or precious metals. And we can also use this meaning when something contains anything good or useful, like when we talk about nutrients in food, for example, vitamins.
比如富含维生素 rich in vitamins, 注意要用介词 in, rich in something. 听两个例句。
The northern regions of the country are rich in copper and minerals. Orange juice is rich in vitamin C.
好了，我们希望大家通过这期节目中的讲解，对 affluent, wealthy 和 rich 之间的区别有了更深的理解。
Yes, and thank you again for the very useful question. Don't forget that anyone listening can send in their questions too.
我们的微博账号是 BBC 英语教学，你也可以发邮件给我们，邮箱地址是 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk。谢谢收听你问我答节目，我是佳莹，我们下次再会。
Until next time, bye bye.
Question and answer of the week.
From BBC Learning English.